Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We're looking ahead to the big matchup on Sunday between the Titans and the Green Bay Packers. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in ESPN NFL Nation Packers reporter Rob Domofsky. Rob, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Man, final hour. You guys must get up early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rob, bright and early here on the show. It's I can't say we're always pretty looking, but we do our best, Rob.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to start with Matt LaFleur and the job that he's done. Obviously, his stop prior to the Packers was here in Tennessee as offensive coordinator for 1 year. And I remember, Rob, when he was hired by Green Bay, a lot of the reaction here in Nashville was, huh? You got a head coaching job? How has that marriage between he and the Packers, and specifically he and Aaron Rodgers, been able to work so well so quickly?
Yeah, it's funny because I think that was the reaction for a lot of people. And, you know, there was kind of the running joke at the time was that if you knew either Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan, you weren't going to get a job. But I think what people, you know, sort of missed on LaFleur was, or maybe just didn't know, was just the fact that, you know, how good he was going to be with people. And that's where, you know, you mentioned Rodgers, that's where it comes in because, you know, he was hired to get Rodgers back to playing like an MVP. But the first thing he did was get Rodgers to buy in, and that was the most important thing. You know, whatever your system was, whatever your philosophy was, you know, it almost didn't matter if you didn't have the quarterback, you know, fully on board. And we sort of, you know, there was a lot written, a lot said about the fact that, you know, he was 39 at the time. He's only a couple years older than Rodgers. Why is Rodgers going to listen to this guy? And as Rodgers said yesterday, he goes, you know, Matt and I laugh about that now, and we laughed about it at the time, and we laughed our way to the NFC Championship game last year, and we're laughing our way back in the playoffs this year.
So is that to suggest, Rob, that it really wasn't difficult? Because, you know, at different times last season in particular, you know, it looked like maybe it wasn't like a totally seamless transition.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a good point because last year they won 13 games, but it was kind of ugly a lot of the times, and it wasn't always because of their offense. But, you know, I think that was a little bit to be expected anytime you make, you know, a philosophical change, you know, from a scheme standpoint. And, you know, they talked all after the season about how it's going to be so much better in year two. And you always hear that, right? But and then they go and they don't have, you know, they don't have any OTAs, mini camps because of the pandemic. The training camp's much shorter, you know, no preseason games. Not that Rodgers would play much in the preseason, if at all, anyway. But you really see the difference now in year two of what this offense is. It's really Matt's offense now, whereas last year it was kind of a weird marriage between, you know, what LaFleur wanted to do and some of the old stuff that Rodgers really liked. So, you know, I think they just said, hey, look, if we're going to do this, you know, we got to do it full in with the LaFleur system. And that's really what they're doing this year. And that's why you see such a difference between what they were like offensively last year versus this year.
So, Rob, looking ahead to this matchup on Sunday, I mean, I've watched the Packers play every game this year, and you think back to the NFC title game last year, where Mostert ran for approximately 700 yards on the Packers and that defense. What do you make of this matchup between the Packers' run defense and Derrick Henry? How much of a challenge is this going to be for that group?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of us really wanted to see Christian McCaffrey play last week for the Panthers against these guys just to see if they were ready for, you know, an elite running back because the last time that we saw one, you know, Dalvin Cook of the Vikings sort of ran all over these guys. And I think that is a big question about whether their run defense is any better than it was, you know, like you said, the championship game where, you know, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the 49ers basically just decided we're not going to throw the ball. I mean, yeah. You don't see that in the NFL. I think it was 42 runs and eight passes or something like that, if I remember right. Yeah. You know, that's high school stuff. You don't see that here. And, you know, they couldn't stop it. And I'm not convinced that they're a whole lot better from a run defense standpoint. But, you know, we will see. And you know, I'm not saying that Tennessee should just run it, you know, 85% of the time, but I would certainly test the Packers in that regard until they can stop you.
On the other side, Rob, Aaron Jones, yeah, it's funny, you got the star billing in this game. Obviously, you know, Aaron Rodgers right there, maybe the favorite to win MVP. You know, Derrick Henry is a guy who probably the most visible member of this Titans organization in a long time. But I think Tannehill doesn't get enough credit, and I think Aaron Jones doesn't get enough credit maybe for what he is. How good is Aaron Jones?
Yeah, he's pretty good when they use him. The problem is sometimes they get away from him too much, and Matt LaFleur admitted that, you know, even last week when Jones was hot, and they probably should have run him more. But it is kind of funny that, you know, the one team's underrated guy is the quarterback and the other team's underrated guy is the running back. And then, you know, you flip it around for the stars on each team. But half of Jones' career 100-yard games have come in the month of December, which is interesting because he's not, you know, necessarily built to be a bruising cold weather back because he's a smaller, shiftier guy. But I think what it is, it's a sign that, you know, he sort of gets better and stronger as the season goes on, and they rely on him more, too. Now, you know, it's not like – I don't think we're going to get like a snowy, windy type of game here, but, you know, when those conditions hit, you know, you do want to run the ball a little bit more. And he's dynamic in the sense of, you know, he can bust off a 60, 70-yarder at any moment. I mean, the last two games he's had a 77-yarder and I think a 46-yarder. So, you know, it's there for them if they want to use it.
ESPN NFL Nation Packers reporter Rob Domofsky on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Rob, obviously there's been a lot of talk this week about finding different ways to get Davante Adams the ball. Not very involved in the offense last week. Carolina made a point of emphasis of taking him away. Yeah. Number one, how much do you expect the Rodgers and the Packers to go back to 17 this week? And number two, has Davante Adams this season established himself as the best wide receiver in the game?
Ooh, that's a good question. There's obviously a lot of good ones. He is as important to their offense as any receiver is to any other team, I can tell you that. And they did, you know, like you said last week, I mean, he didn't have a very big game, yet he still had seven catches. Now, it was only for like 42 yards, but, you know, they're going to try to get him the ball one way or another, and the connection that he has with Rodgers is as good as he's had with any receivers, and he's had some good ones, you know, him and Jordy Nelson, him and Randall Cobb, him and Greg Jennings. So, you know, they're on the same page there. And you know, look, if teams are going to take Adams away, that just goes back to our last question about Jones. You know, if you're going to commit extra men to covering Adams, that means you should have favorable run looks. So, you know, one way or another, one of those two guys should be able to get going.
So, Rob, we were talking about this last segment when it comes to Aaron Rodgers talking about all-time lists and everything. Do you think it's, you know, a big elevator for him to get a second ring? I mean, to me, I'm going to always remember him as one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen play football, and he has a championship. Yeah. I think Dan Marino's the same thing, and he doesn't, but how big of a difference does that make for his legacy if they can do it?
Yeah, I'm not sure it does. I mean, you know, Favre only has one, and does anybody think Favre isn't one of the greatest of all time? You know, Favre has three MVPs. Rodgers has two. Favre has one Super Bowl. Rodgers has one. Now, Favre did go to a second Super Bowl, and obviously they lost to the Broncos in that, you know, they were a two-touchdown favorite and got beat. So, you know, I don't know that it makes a ton of difference. I think what it does is – you know, say to, you know, the Packers and their fans that, you know, they didn't, and I hate to use the word waste Rodgers' time, but they didn't, you know, there is that sort of belief around here that they've wasted Rodgers' best years by not getting another one. I don't know that I necessarily believe that, but, you know, in terms of all-time legacies, I'm not sure that it's that big of a deal. When it comes time to present, you know, Aaron Rodgers for the Hall of Fame, I don't think there will be much debate.
Rob, last thing for you here, and, you know, obviously when the draft happened, Packers fans, a lot of them anyway, were just irate that Jordan Love was taken in the first round. You didn't go get help at receiver. What do you think the future looks like for Aaron Rodgers with this organization? Obviously, having an MVP caliber year, it's going to be difficult to move on from him. How long do you think this marriage lasts?
Yeah, I mean, what if they did move on from him after this year? I mean, that would be unreal. It's not out of the question, though, that they would. I would more likely think that it would be at the earliest after next season. But, you know, and Rodgers can talk all he wants about how he doesn't use that as motivation, but I don't think it's a coincidence that he's having, you know, one of his best seasons after they try to draft his replacement. So, from a financial standpoint, it would be, you know, they would get a little bit of cap relief if they moved on after this year, much bigger after next year. I mean, look, Rodgers sat 3 years, so I guess it's not out of the question. But it's going to be a difficult and ugly transition no matter when it happens. My money would be on probably after next year, but just a guess.
ESPN NFL Nation Packers reporter Rob Domofsky has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexa. Rob, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and looking forward to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, same to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Joe, wouldn't that be something? They move on from Aaron Rodgers after he wins the MVP this year. Oh, man.
Wins it all. Wins Super Bowl, MVP. Go on top, Aaron. Thank you for your service.
See you, buddy. Hope you have fun playing for the Chicago Bears next year. That would go over really well in Green Bay.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that. But, I mean, that's the thing, man. I mean, gosh, you know, you think back to – I mean, I remember draft day when, first of all, that he was one of the – he might have been the first of, like, the QBs who, you know, plummet. So I remember Brady Quinn a couple years later was the same deal. But plummet and then just sits there for how – I mean, how many years – like, his total numbers when it's all said and done – what would they look like if he went to a place where he was, oh, I don't know, like the Titans maybe, you know, where he was playing from the start? They'd be absolutely insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy to think about, and the Packers are going to have a decision on their hands coming up here in a couple years anyway when it regards to Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. When we come back, an interesting question thrown out there. You've got Matt LaFleur, former Titans offensive coordinator, having success right now in Green Bay. Arthur Smith could be a very popular head coaching candidate in the NFL starting today as the NFL interviews open up. Who would you take if you're an NFL GM? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.